Isaiah chapter 5. In our countries, we usually have fruit trees in our houses or in our relatives' houses. There is a big difference in the taste of a fruit that ripens in the plant and another that is harvested without even ripening to allow time for it to be distributed in stores. One of the most beautiful memories of my childhood are the weekend visits to my grandparents' house. My mouth is watered just by remembering the white plums, the delicious peaches, and well-ripe figs. The taste was of unique sweetness, not even close to the taste of the fruit that is bought in the market. Today we have read Isaiah 5. God speaks in Isaiah 5 of his plans for his people. In a parable with terms that 700 years later, Jesus Christ himself uses about his people. This chapter expresses God's care and provision for his people and how Israel disappointed him. God says he had planted a vineyard on very fertile land. He tilled the soil, took out its rocks, and planted vines of the highest quality. The time of the harvest came, and God declares, "I expected him to give sweet grapes. Why then did he give sour grapes?" If your spouse or a child has disappointed you, you understand how God feels. Sour grapes. What a contrast to the psalmist's words in Psalm 104, 33 and 34. "I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet and pleasing to him. As for me, I will rejoice and be glad in the Lord." You realize now that it's not just sweet to you. It can also be sweet to him. The beloved of Song of Songs to his beloved. And she responds, "Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his precious fruits. Do not let little things make you bitter today. Rejoice in the Lord, your Savior, and he will rejoice upon you."